French minister, only 690 cars torched and 490 arrests over New Year's. By Chris Tomlinson on January 3, 2023. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has touted the fact that only 690 vehicles were set on fire over New Year's this year, a decrease of around 20% compared to last year. Minister Darmanin announced that 690 vehicles across France had been set on fire, stating that it was around 20% fewer than last year, which saw 874 vehicles set ablaze. However, Darmanin noted that arrests on New Year's Eve and early New Year's Day had increased since last year, totaling 490 detentions, up around 11%, broadcaster BFM TV reports. The French minister claimed that there has been no notable incident over the New Year celebrations and that some of those arrested had wanted to set their own cars on fire for insurance scams, while others had been arrested for having mortar fireworks, which are known to be used to assault French police. Around 90,000 police were mobilized over New Year's Eve, with Darmanin stating that a very big effort had been made by officials, particularly in the Île-de-France region, which contains Paris and suburbs like Seine-Saint-Denis, which has been known for having large numbers of car arsons in previous years. While Darmanin claimed there were no notable incidents, police in several cities were attacked over the course of the evening. In Nantes, police were attacked by youths armed with mortar fireworks and Molotov cocktails, and at least 20 cars were set on fire. The city of Ain saw police and gendarmes attacked with mortar fireworks after being lured to the Croix Blanche neighborhood. A group of around 15 youths attacked officers and three were subsequently arrested. A total of 41 fires were reported in Haute-Garonne, including a fire that broke out in a children's shelter where five children and an adult were present as the fire started. Those inside the shelter were able to evacuate prior to the arrival of the local fire brigade without injury. Similar scenes were seen in Bordeaux, where two police officers were reportedly injured after attacks, while 15 youths were arrested for incidents of arson and other acts of urban violence. "Such a sight is lamentable," a local pensioner said, and added, "These young people burn cars provocatively, for fun. They do not think about the owners of these vehicles who no longer have a means of transportation to go to work tomorrow. They must be stopped and punished severely." While violence remains a major issue in France during New Year's celebrations, acts of car burnings are down substantially since they peaked in 2019, which saw 1,457 cars set on fire. No deaths were reported either, unlike last year, when a man in the commune of Bouffesheim near Strasbourg was decapitated due to an accident involving mortar fireworks. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.